Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Roundtable Podcast. I'm your host, Tom the TV, as usual, and I'm here joined by my co-hosts, Mr. Mello and Dark Creed. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing great, Tom.
I'm doing pretty good as well.
Yeah, well, except for one thing, of course, all three of us are upset about.
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
It was rigged, okay? The Swifties had to rig it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that overtime, it didn't really seem like a rigged game. At the beginning, it really seemed like it, but...
What do you mean? The Niners were winning.
The fact it went to overtime was crazy, though.
Yeah, the whole time I was just standing up like, please end. I want to record with Dark Creed and Mr. Mello.
I did not have
that in mind, honestly. I was over here just like, just win. That's all I need you to do for me. Just win.
That too. Because here's the thing. For all the audience who didn't know about what happened to episode zero, that was like a whole hour long thing. And then because my PC was just terrible, it just got corrupted and only recorded like the amount that we ended up releasing.
Yep. So I'm recording this time.
Yep. And I had to edit the whole thing now.
Yep.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. But it's going to take like a whole week maybe. And it won't release the same day as the Super Bowl just came and went.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Yeah, and then I clipped it into shorts, which have been popping off on YouTube and somewhat TikTok. Last time I checked, it got like around 700 views on one of them.
That's why we're back.
Yep.
Back again.
And also at the same time, Mr. Mello just didn't want to do it. He wanted to see the viewership numbers.
Mm-hmm. I said, if that money ain't up, you know I ain't showing up.
I
would have shown up either way.
Yeah, but then the Niners lost, and then that basically gave us an excuse to all get back together and record this episode.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, other than the Super Bowl, there's been a lot of other things that happened for the past like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
just like you know, like the Drake leaks.
Oh my
get
god!
Get straight into it. Okay.
Wow. Out of all the things we're going to talk about.
Well, I just got to say, man, that was the most influential thing that's happened most recently that I've known of, other than the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, that too, bro.
Recently, it's been all about the Drake leaks.
Yeah, and then the Super Bowl happened.
All my friends kept on talking about it, and I'm just starting to get annoyed about it at this point.
Got on with for the past couple of days of people doing references for the video. They're like, and now, Drake be like...
I ended up actually seeing the video. My friend kept sending it to me, and I eventually had to see it.
What?
I don't know how I feel about that, though. You know, I used to listen to him all the time when I was little. And then he kind of fell off more recently with his newer albums.
21.
I haven't really enjoyed his newer music. There was a few songs I liked with 21, but other than that, I haven't really liked Drake. Such an influential man end up like that, it just startles me a little.
Yeah, and because of the leaks, now people are saying there's maybe like a tape between him and Mia Khalifa.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
By the way, I posted a tweet about it, and it got like around 6,000 views, and people are like, hey, where's the link, did you see it?
Crazy.
That's
of
wild.
Course, I didn't even see it. I'm not even sure if it's even a thing. I think it's just a meme.
For real, I hope that's gonna happen.
I hope so, because Jesus, my expectations of him and my like liking of him will be lowered extremely.
I mean, screw Mia Khalifa. She's like a Palestinian who's supporting Hamas. I mean, no offense to her being a Palestinian, but like, why support Hamas? Not trying to be political, but just why?
I'm gonna be honest, Tom. I have no idea what both of those words even mean.
I don't blame you, man. And I swear now YouTube's going to get us banned, but whatever.
Hopefully not. YouTube?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, please, hopefully. YouTube. Please, YouTube.
Please,
Lords.
Don't take us down.
Yeah, please, no. So there's also been another thing that happened, and we were going to talk about this a few weeks ago, but then Mr. Mello didn't want to record, then Dark Creed didn't want to record. I was the only one who wanted to record.
Well, that's not true. I did want to record. I was just very busy.
Same.
And, man. Like, I don't know. I wasn't really feeling like it.
I was the only one who was interested. Yeah, because my audience had been going crazy, like, oh my god, new Tom content, finally, after like 2 or 3 years of silence.
I know, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, but the thing I wanted to talk about was the Verbalize Has-Been Hotel drama.
Oh god. Dude, that happened like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, after recording
this. Longer than that.
Well, really? Yeah, but we gotta talk about it anyway, because we were going to do it originally, but then we took forever.
Yeah.
So, I think we did. Yeah.
Hold on. I can describe it in one word. $50,000.
Jesus, bro. Bro, that was crazy. Because when I first saw it, that was like an actual scene from the Has-Been Hotel Amazon series.
Once I heard it, I was actually very surprised and startled, because like, I used to watch his videos a lot when I was little, especially the Batman one, because I thought it was so funny with the boom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for those who don't know about Verbal Ace, he's like the guy who makes the cartoon beatbox battles.
Yeah.
Real OG.
What was like? What?
Real OG.
Yeah.
Yeah, real old YouTube videos.
Yeah, the only thing I know him from is from the Thanos beatbox, you know, the one where he like mimicked the, God, what was it, like the Zelda CDI character? Oh, I forgot what it was.
I don't remember.
But he like mimicked it, and then yeah, that's what happened, and it blew up. It got like 100 million views.
100 million.
I think so. Or at least 50 million. It was pretty massive when it happened.
Maybe I should beatbox.
Maybe we all should do like a round table beatbox battle.
Oh, heck no.
See, anyways, Verbal Ace, well, he kind of fell off afterwards, and that's what's been going on. And now we kind of knew why his uploads were kind of slowing down. It's because, well, he was working on this.
Yeah, he really should have spent his money on something more worthwhile than a 3-minute video.
Yeah, it was just him
something very stupid.
Yeah, it was just him being dominated the whole time.
I know. I would not see myself spending that much money on a video like that.
Yeah, no. He could have just got himself just some prostitute in Brazil and just get some weird... Okay.
Oh my God. Jesus, calm down.
I'm sorry. I had to mention that. He could have just done that and then just get some weird BDSM stuff, and he could have actually got the money's worth it.
He's going to get his bed.
Why?
Don't worry. Bro, don't worry.
Why?
Don't worry. We're good. I'm editing this, okay? We're good. I know what I'm doing, okay?
He's going to leave this part out.
Yeah, don't worry. Rumble's going to save us.
Hopefully. Really. Bro, you shouldn't have mentioned that because of YouTube now.
Whatever, bro. But what else happened? So Verbal Ace, the video got leaked. And then apparently, like, Vizzy Pop saw it, who I'm not going to like because I don't like her stuff anyway.
Vizzy Pop.
Yeah, the creator of Haspin Hotel and, what was it, Hell of a Boss?
Yes, Hell of a Boss.
Yeah, I'm not a furry. Hell of a Boss. Just, yeah, I don't like that stuff, okay? I'm not a furry.
Well, you don't have to be a furry to like this stuff. I liked Hell of a Boss the first season, at least. But Husband Hotel, I haven't enjoyed at all.
Yeah, it just got all weird.
Yeah, a little too weird.
Yeah, Jesus. You know, the TikToks?
Yeah. Ugh.
And finally, Verbal Ace. Yeah, no. So Verbal Ace, he finally broke his silence, and he explained the whole situation. I'm here to explain it, because I don't think Dark Creed and Mr. Melon know about this.
What?
I'm here to explain what actually happened.
Yeah, do, please.
So Verbal Ace, he uploaded a video, because apparently he also had to apologize for being transphobic, but we, the roundtable, we don't care about that.
Wait, what? He apologized?
No, when he apologized. Because at the same time he was, you know, getting exposed for this 50K video, he was also being accused of having transphobia in his Discord server.
Huh.
Yeah.
I never saw anything about that.
Yeah, it was also happening the same time when the video was being released or leaked. But like I said, we don't care about that because we're not here talking about the transphobia that ended up happening.
Yeah, obviously. We're here to talk about something else.
Yeah, so he had to apologize for that and saying, oh, I'm a Buddhist, so I better make myself better because I'm not like that. So yeah, after all of that, because that was mostly the video, he didn't talk about what actually happened with the video, you know, the 50K one.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out he was trying to experiment by making more adult content, which why would that even be possible on YouTube? Yeah, he was trying to make adult content, like a more mature channel, because obviously his channel's for kids.
Yeah.
So he did that. Oh my God, what the hell?
I know.
Dude, this man, I'm like...
Dude, well, he's not the smartest... No, he's not the smartest fish in the sea at all, but you can tell.
I mean, Rumble would accept him for sure.
Well, obviously Rumble.
Crazy.
But not YouTube.
Yeah, no. So anyways...
Rumble.
He was trying to start like a mature content channel, and then he got reached out by like this one company. It was not a 12-year-old, because some people were saying it was like, oh, a 12-year-old was paid this much. I know. Just why would a 12-year-old do this? Just why?
I mean, you don't know. 12-year-olds be doing anything for money now.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, it turns out some company approached him so that way they can work together, and he paid them the 50K, and they spent like months working on that animation.
For 3 minutes.
And I know. I think for that's 3 minutes. I think that probably explains why there's like a watermark just called Chase. Remember?
Nah.
Yeah, there was like a watermark. It said Chase on it, which made no sense. It turns out, I guess that's like the animation team's name.
Hmm.
So he got the video, and then he unlisted the. First off, he released it unlisted on his mature channel because he was going to release it. And then he got cold feet, and he's like, no, I'm not going to do this. So he deleted the video, deleted the channel, and that was it, supposedly.
Supposedly.
And how did it get leaked?
Well, apparently someone managed to like get the link and download the video. And I guess they waited like a few years later, and then they just released it on Twitter.
Oh my God,
man.
Yeah. Oh my. It was like 10 million views on that tweet the last time I checked.
No wonder why it spread like wildfire after that.
Yeah, even VisiPop saw it, and the whole animation community was blowing up over it. But yeah, man. Oh, I mean, at least he actually explained the whole story, and at least he was honest about it, right?
Yeah, but still, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I thought he was a freak, and at the same time, I thought it was like an actual like scene for the Amazon series, but thankfully it wasn't.
Well, I mean, you could obviously tell it wasn't.
Because yeah, because you know
the animation style.
Well, yeah, because it was kind of cheap, and the what was the character's name again? The main character of Hazbin Hotel? I don't know.
I don't watch that.
What was it?
Darker, you know VisiPop somewhat, so you should figure that out.
I'm trying to remember.
Was it like Charlie? Was
yeah, it's Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie, because her design, it was completely different. That was like her pilot episode looks, and they obviously changed it for the Amazon series. Yeah, so that ended up I said because in the animation video it was like her old design from the pilot, because in the Amazon series now she wears all red.
I prefer the old pilot design and voice actors, actually.
Well, you actually watched it?
Yeah,
I never did, thankfully.
I did. I thought I liked it. But then I saw the new series, and I lost interest.
Yeah. A lot of people say it was, like, too much swearing. Like, it just made no sense. That was the whole joke, basically. That was just them just cussing, like, every single second.
Searching up the ratings on it before, and it said, like, sexual stuff.
Oh, duh. Of course.
Duh?
Of course it's going to... Well, yeah. You know VisiPop.
No, I don't. VisiPop. You don't?
No.
Look it up real quick.
And plus, as a matter of fact, it's funded by A24 and Amazon, so of course she has like all the freedom and money she could have, so that way she can make whatever she wants, even if it's something that we should never even see, I guess, or, yeah, which is why. I don't know, man. VisiPop is just kind of a weirdo.
Well, we all knew that already.
Yeah, and she got all mad on Twitter about how people keep criticizing her writing, for good reason, because why even cuss a couple seconds and make that the joke? It makes no sense. Even I'm not even a comedian.
Bro. I don't know. Like, the whole story is... the story for Hazbin Hotel is, in my opinion, all right at best. It could be way better, in my opinion.
I don't know. And plus, it was like only eight... It was like 6 or 8 episodes, right?
Yes, I think.
And how long were they? Like, at least like an hour?
I think they were about an hour. About an hour each.
Yeah, people were complaining about how many episodes were out, but it's like, well, they're an hour long, so what did you expect? But yeah, that's what ended up happening. Verbal Ace, I think, I don't know. I'm not sure if he can even make a comeback for it, because obviously that ended up happening.
Yeah.
And now he's working on this like puppet beatbox battle, which I don't know if that's
been succeeding. Puppet beatbox battle?
I know, just why? We already have animation, so why now puppets?
He messed up too much, dude.
And if I remember correctly, people were actually talking about the animation more than the actual series, which is kind of funny.
It is, honestly.
I mean, it was kind of... Yeah, the show was okay. The animation, well, that was because it was kind of weird. That's why people watched it more than the actual show.
I'm just not a big fan of VisiPop. Like, they're kind of weird. Just never watched their stuff.
Even her community is full of weirdos, man. Oh, I don't know, like... Yeah.
Whoa,
like FNAF.
What are you trying to call me?
Here's the thing.
Dork.
The new FNAF community, the Murder Drones community, the Amazing Digital Circus community, and VisiPop community, they're all full of weirdos. Like, as soon as 2020 hit and all this new indie cartoon stuff happened, which, by the way, I support, by the way, because obviously we need more indie stuff, it just became filled full of weirdos. Just why? Make things normal for once.
I don't think it's necessarily that people are weirdos. I think it's just the people... The main part, the majority of the people are weird. Not everyone. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but still, that kind of gives like a bad rep, and I don't want to be associated with those people. Yeah, it's just why, just what's going on, man. They need to get their stuff together.
A lot of things are weird, like the Pocky Playtime thing, you know.
Don't remind me of that.
Was very weird, but all of a sudden with this new chapter, everyone switched up. It became way more serious.
Pocky Playtime?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Yeah, cool. Okay. I haven't played it.
The first two chapters were all right, in my opinion.
They were all right. The third one actually gave me chills for once. On God, bro. Dude, the third one. Catnap is the main antagonist. Yeah. So many jump scares, so much terrifying mini bosses. And the last level is like a FNAF game itself.
Yeah, it was scary,
I was actually scared of that game for once. What do you mean by that?
Because you had to plant power, the batteries in certain parts to stop Catnap from getting into
the
area that you were in.
Oh, because I never seen any gameplay of Chapter 3. I heard it's pretty scary.
Oh, man, I recommend it 100%.
Yep, 100% recommend it. It will actually give you a decent scare.
Now FNAF needs to do the same thing, be more serious.
Well, I think they're just trying to reach out for younger audiences now instead of like
the young adults, the worst ones.
Well, it's because young audiences is a more broader area than, you know, adults and young adults, because they're not as interested into that stuff anymore, you know.
I mean, we already saw what happened with Security Breach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Help Wanted 2, well, I forgot about it. Whatever happened to that?
I personally think the lore is kind of hard to figure out for Help Wanted.
Don't remind me, man. Do not remind me of the lore, man.
The lore goes on for hours.
No wonder why Matt Pat just gave up.
No. I honestly do not like the new Security Breach at all. I couldn't finish the whole game. Like,
what do you mean the new Security Breach? I just lost interest.
The update, the DLC for it.
Yeah.
Oh,
what was it like? Security Breach. Crap. What was it again? I forgot.
Dude, I don't.
It wasn't called Ruined.
Ruined. It's so forgettable, man.
It's Ruined.
FNAF,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, FNAF kind of fell off. Not gonna lie. After Security Breach came out.
Honestly, yeah, I agree. Help Wanted was good, and I thought it was gonna approach something even better.
And then,
And then Security Breach came out, and all my expectations were...
I kind of like it, honestly. Like, the
what
open
is
world,
wrong with you, bro?
The open world gameplay with all these mixing up, like, the puzzles and stuff. I kind of like games like that.
Well, here's the thing, though. It was kind of too open. There were stuffing it with too much content. Like, they should have cut back on some stuff to actually make it more linear, because it was, like, too open, you know what I'm saying?
Too open. I would have complained if it was too open.
Well, most of the time it's like a walking simulator. You're just walking around the whole area.
It's a plaza. It's an indoor plaza.
I enjoyed it.
Arcades. Yeah.
Raceway.
And it bloated your PC or PlayStation, Xbox. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much assets because it's so open.
Well, I enjoyed the free roam part of it. I just didn't enjoy the animatronics.
Don't get me started. Yeah.
Like the story. Overall, it wasn't.
Yeah, like how did the story even? How was it all connected? That was the problem. It's like standalone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like its own thing.
Yeah,
it's like how
somehow MatPat was able to connect it.
Yeah, with like the worst
theory,
in my opinion. Yeah, and
obviously
the goat.
I don't like how I don't like the way how he said, the main protagonist, Gregory, was like a robot. But just why? So yeah, Security Breach, it was a mess. And then Help Wanted 2 came out. I forgot about it.
I didn't play Help Wanted 2.
It was like a VR game, and we don't have the PSVR 2 or all the other good headsets.
Well, I could play. I have the Oculus Quest. It's just I don't plan on to playing it.
Which one? Which Oculus Quest? Not Meta Quest. Screw that name.
The Oculus Quest 2.
So yeah, you can maybe play it.
Yeah, I can. It's just I don't know. I just don't plan on playing it.
Yeah, and Ruin. I mean, I like Ruin. I mean, I've seen a little bit of gameplay, but I like how it's like kind of closed off. It's all kind of like destroyed. But I don't like the one, the endings where you just get into like this run tight area and then just shows you an image and the end. Just why?
Yeah, that's just a stupid ending.
I mean, it was like a secret ending, but still, just why does that count? Why?
I don't know.
And there's like two different endings where they kind of like split off and potentially like turn into like two different games. You know, like one where you like crash down with an elevator, or another way you scoop up the main antagonist, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mimic.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. FNAF is just a mess right now. I wish Scott could come back, but obviously his fans hate him.
About that.
Wait, what?
Scott's dead.
No, he ain't.
No, what?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
99%.
Yeah, he criticized some guy for using his voice, he was like using AI to replicate his voice to do like a phone guy impression for like a FNAF 1 fan game.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's 45 years old. What are you talking
about? And he has like 7 to 8 children.
What?
Yeah, he said that publicly on his retirement. Like,
he has 78 children?
78? No, 7 to 8 children.
Bro. Well, it's not my fault for you saying it, Bass. 7 to 8, 78.
He was getting real busy with multiple women.
That's wild. Crazy.
Nah, he's a Christian conservative, so of course he's going to respect his woman.
Obviously.
Yeah, he's not going to obviously cheat on her. Of course not.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know. A lot of people do a lot of bad things now, even if they're, you know, conservatives, Christian.
Listen.
What?
This topic got enough mileage. Let's take it to Jack Doherty.
Screw Jack Doherty, man. I hope he actually loses everything. I'm not okay. Here's the thing. I don't want him to beat the platform. I don't like the platforming. But screw that guy. Everyone should shut up about him. Okay, toss him to the side. He should be irrelevant forever.
Why?
I hate him so much, bro. He's like I don't know. He's like a menace. You know what I'm saying?
Just a spoiled rich kid. His parents like. Don't like him, but they support him because he's making money from it. His bodyguards are getting paid from it.
Yeah, and then he cries like a little child once he gets punched.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Man.
Oh, you're talking about that little kid they keep making memes about.
Little kid? What?
Wait, oh, you're not talking about him?
No. You know who Jack Doherty is?
No, dude.
Good, let's move on.
Yeah, forget Jack Doherty, man.
Alright.
Doherty.
Well, there's actually one thing I wanted to talk about. It happened like a few days ago.
Well, I mean, he's still irrelevant. I don't know about him. So, screw him. I mean,
nah, we all should be quiet about him, okay? Let's keep him irrelevant.
Right. Okay.
So
what's next?
So this happened like a few days ago. Vosh. So Vosh is like this bread tube liberal. Is it liberal or like an anarchist type of guy? Oh, I have no clue, man. He's all over the place. He's like a socialist and he wants things like. Yeah. Vosh. So
how do you spell it?
Apparently he likes horses a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, is it Twitch streamer?
Yeah, he is a Twitch streamer, but obviously nobody likes him, bro. So here's what happened. One time he like he said something like how he has seen like no reason for CP or zoophilia to be like illegal.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, what he said that publicly and somehow no one talked about it or said anything. Like, he didn't criticize him. Like,
well, that changes today.
Well, yeah, because here's obviously what happened. So, on stream, he was, like, downloading some sort of picture, and he accidentally exposed his files. Bro, he's a pedophile, okay? Lock him up. Make sure he's in solitary confinement, okay? Forever. He's a menace to society. Keep him away from our children.
Got leaked from having CP.
You can see this is an example of the kind of structure that I'm referring to.
What? Well, no.
What?
No. I mean, it'll be kind of hilarious, but okay. So he got leaked. He had like pictures of horses doing the you know what.
That's crazy.
With what the hell?
Also, a human doing that to a horse.
Zoophilia obviously should be illegal.
That is wrong.
That is domestic violence.
And also, make sure he doesn't get addicted.
Not only is that domestic violence, but that's abuse on the animal itself.
Yeah, keep him away from a zoo, okay? Make sure he doesn't buy a ticket, he doesn't get in, keep him away from the zoo.
Oh yeah, I just want to go over here to the horse exhibit and feed them. Feed them this. Well,
okay.
Oh my god.
So he had pictures of horses just doing stuff I can't even describe, and then he had like pictures of a lolicon, which is basically like anime CP.
What?
It is, no. Yeah. It's, like, people actually managed to figure it out.
So he did get leaked for having CP, like air quotations on that.
Technically, it's CP.
Technically.
Yeah. No, it is CP. What are you talking about, bro? It is CP.
But it's animated.
No, yeah. It's still CP.
No, I mean, like, but it's animated. Like, CP edition animated.
Okay. Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, that's cool. I was about to say
Bro did not just say that right now. Animated
edition. Yeah, I'm just.
Oh my god.
So yeah, that's okay. So yeah, Jeez. So Ethan Klein, which is also a friend of Vosh. Just why are they even together? Like Hassan Piker and Ethan Klein, why are they also? I don't know why Ethan Klein, he's just in a group of people that, you know, should just be off Twitch and all that stuff. I don't know, just why do people support these people?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, he just exposed him for a lot of things, and somehow people managed to like cross-reference each image, and they managed to figure out, yeah, it's Lolicon.
Dang.
Yeah, dude, I mean
be allowed, honestly.
Blood's a pedophile.
Well, looks like Vosh's career's over. Finally. I didn't like that guy anyway.
Lolicon's made by, like, Japan, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's like anime.
Legal
yeah.
there.
It's for whatever reason. There. Yeah, just why? I mean, the age of consent is 16, but...
They upped it. It's not 18, no. I believe.
Is it? Last time I checked, it was, like, 16. Originally, it was, like, 13. Like, why 13?
Maybe. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
I believe they upped it, though.
I don't know, man. Japan just has like weird stuff. Like has like these weird looking hentai lolicon stuff. Yeah.
One of my friends last year told me that whenever she went on vacation over there, she heard a little girl screaming in the alleyway and
what?
She was being sexually assaulted by an older man. And the good thing though, she stopped it. So the girl is all right.
What Hopefully the yakuza. Fine. I hope. Yeah. Except now she might put herself like a bounty for the yakuza to get. Hopefully not, though.
No, she just goes there for vacation, so hopefully they, like, forget about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully Yakuza won't come after her. Yeah, no, please.
Yeah, her name was blah, blah, blah. She lives at blah, 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 blah.
Okay, bro, okay.
Oh, my God, bro.
Jeez, bro. Do you want us to get banned off of YouTube? Even Rumpel, maybe?
Rumpel.
Rumpel.
Rumpel. So yeah, that's basically most of the topics. I guess the last thing we could talk about was like why we even created the podcast, because we talked about this on episode zero before it just got all corrupted. It was supposed to be episode one, but it's still kind of the
first episode. This is now episode one.
Yeah, this is episode one right here.
One. This is the first actual video.
Yeah, the other one is like a pilot, okay? We just released it so that way Mr. Mel can actually do the podcast.
Yeah, preview.
Yeah, and at the same time, kind of salvaged, because I didn't plan on releasing it, but I was like, well, we already have something good. Well. Yeah, and it kind of blew up, actually, surprisingly.
My main goal is to blow up and act like I ain't know anybody. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, why the podcast was created, I'm for real, this time. It better not be cut off, I swear.
All right, thank you guys for watching the podcast. We'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Wow! No,
I'm joking.
Well, okay, bro. Think you're so lucky I can edit this whole thing out. Okay. So the podcast was created because, well, we just all wanted to do so, and well, unfortunately, the only problem we have right now is scheduling, because Mr. Mello is always busy. So is Dark Creed.
Yeah.
Even though I keep showing Dark Creed the numbers, and he's like, "No, I'm still busy."
Yeah. What do you mean? A few missing assignments right now. I'm kind of upset.
Yeah,
about it,
but I'm behind too when it comes to assignments.
Yeah, and ever since I released episode zero, a lot of people came up to me and now they want to be guests.
Of course, they want that bread. Yeah. They want that money. They want spread that we gain.
Well, I mean, I can't really blame them, but at the same time, we're not even making money.
Exactly. But,
well, obviously not, but like...
Hold on. Another reason why we made this podcast is because it would just be cool to share our thoughts and opinions on multiple subjects through a video while... disclosing our identities, pretty much. Obviously. Having freedom of opinion.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech.
I plead the fifth.
Oh my god.
Except it doesn't work on YouTube, sadly.
Yeah.
Sadly.
But,
another reason why I kind of joined this podcast was because, you know, when I was little, I always had a dream of becoming one of those big, famous YouTuber video people, like Dan TDM and Jacksepticeye and Markiplier. Obviously, I'm pretty sure we'll never make it to that level, because they're all iconic in their own way. But, you know, we better, you know, I like to enjoy it and have a little fun, you know, while I still can.
And people kept demanding for me to return, but I've just been lazy, and I just got this new mic, which sounds really good.
My
main
goal for for all this was to try to be an inspiration and be like Valos Gaming and like you guys said, Dan TDM for those future generations so they don't grow up with brain rot like Skibidi Toilet and such.
Thank God Rush is actually going to investigate the creator.
The creator?
Well, yeah, because Rush is actually like investigating Skibidi Toilet, saying like, oh, it's going to destroy the generation or our kids.
They're right about that, yeah.
Thank brain God, rot, please, Russia, please, for the love of God, ban Skibidi Toilet from the world.
Oh my God.
But I remember a couple years back, well, like maybe 2 years ago, I went to a friend's event for his 15th birthday, and one of his sisters were just nonstop just saying bombastic side eye while just walking around everywhere.
What does that even mean?
Skibidi Toilet is so bad brain rot. When I was, some of my little brother's friends were saying Skibidi Toilet stuff.
Seriously?
Skibidi. Yeah. They're like Skibidi dop 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 yes
Skibidi
yes.
Skibidi Toilet. Like, Kai Snack.
My little Fantex. Brother was trying to talk and
Sigma Riz.
I just want to mute you guys now for saying
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
Bro, come on. Me. Like seriously though.
What do you mean seriously? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. My
Paul.
Well, the only thing I remember, the only thing I like about Skibidi Toilet is that it's actually like, you know, bringing the future generation to like Gmod. That's the only thing I like about it.
Like bringing fame to Gmod?
Again, yeah, because, you know, the new generation can finally discover what Gmod is.
Only problem about that is that he doesn't really mention that he... Well, he does, but, like, children don't really go that much into detail about, like, a YouTuber.
Don't worry. That's why we need people like you, Mr. Mello. You're going to be the new Vanoss Gaming, and you guys... You're going to... Maybe all three of us can make, like, you know, Gmod videos.
That'd be cool. Sandbox videos.
Oh, my God. And then, like, horror maps and... Prop hunt, hide
horror
and
maps on Gmod would go crazy.
Oh my God.
Only problem is for like Gmod, you have to have like 2 terabytes of storage to download all these games so you don't run into the copyright stuff in the game.
Yeah, because you know. And also there's like, for some reason, viruses somehow that makes no sense.
Viruses in Gmod?
Yeah, apparently if you like download the wrong mod, you get like viruses in your computer.
I can see how that could be a possibility.
Bro, especially this one in particular about... I'm not even going to say it because it's so disturbing, man. I've seen it myself. I forgot what it was. It was like, it looked innocent, but then when you actually start playing the game, it would just flash the image and people would just be all disturbed.
Huh.
Yeah, I might show you guys later.
I'm not sure if I want to know.
I mean, if you want to know, you may want to know.
Eh, you're right. But my day's been pretty good so far. Well, it's evenly balanced. It's evenly balanced. This morning, I woke up at 10 a.m. Wait, no, scratch that, 9 a.m. And then I went to a mall and got me some clothes, which was pretty cool. Got my first Nike Tech, okay? All the hoes gonna be on me, all right?
Okay.
And I began to watch the Super Bowl. Everything was going great.
Uh-huh, all three of us.
And my dog ran away.
What? My God. And because your dog ran away, the Niners lost.
Yeah. Pretty much. But we found her, so it's all good.
Yep, but the Niners still lost, and that's the reason why Darkreet's...
That's the only bad thing that happened for me today, honestly.
Yeah. Bro, Darkreet, he's just silent today because of it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he's actually muted right now.
He's probably throwing stuff across the room right now as we speak.
Yeah, and he's probably going to like take a bullet and put it in his brain.
Okay. I think we should call it right here. We got 39 minutes of length.
Well, yeah, because we finally got to record a podcast episode for the past
month.
Well, yeah, because I was the only one who was free. You guys were taking forever.
It's all good, though.
And I can say this to all the audiences, okay? We have future guests coming on, because that's right. I've been arranging some guests to hop onto our podcast, so look out for that in the future. Yes, sir. I got the connections, okay? That's because, you know, I've been relevant for only 2 years, but I finally made a comeback. So hopefully all the fans of mine who have been watching me since day one, hope you all appreciate my podcast, and hopefully you guys can start watching Darkreet and Mr. Mello right here.
Yes, sir.
Yep, well, that's the end of the episode. I hope you all enjoy. That's about it. So see y'all next time, maybe. Yeah.